poet and a philosopher and a lover, at least after a long pilgrimage, of our Lord. Tolkien spoke, too, of Lewis's support for his work, and this is how he described Lewis's forness. "Only from him did I ever get the idea that my stuff could be more than a private hobby." When Lewis died, and after they had experienced some envy-shaped fracture in their relationship, Tolkien said this of losing his friends as he himself aged: "So far, I have felt the normal feelings of a man of my age, like an old tree that is losing all its leaves one by one. But the death of Lewis feels like an axe blow near the roots." Now I have to back up and back off from this positive and hopeful sketch of love, because sometimes a relationship collapses. Sometimes one person is abusive. When abuse happens, the commitment has to be changed, if not ended. For some, there may still be hope of reconciliation. There may be hope for healing. But we need to emphasize that in this broken world, the best of intentions may not always achieve the harmony needed for love to continue or to flourish. Not all relationships last, even among Christians, and even when our Lord's grace is present. Element 4. Rugged commitment unto. We learn love by watching God, who loves in a rugged covenant commitment to be with us, to be for us, and, here is the fourth element of love, unto his perfect design for us. If with is the principle of presence, and for is the principle of advocacy.